Hello? Hello?
Hey!
Hey, what's up, Bird?
How are you?
Welcome into another episode of the Dude and Bird Show. I'm the Dude.
I'm Bird.
How are y'all doing this week, weekend, whenever you're listening? Thank you.
Yeah.
For tuning in.
It's about time we got about a heat wave.
Yeah.
Got a heat wave. Not even spring. Just straight out of the, hot out of the gates, a heat wave. Unbelievable.
How you doing this morning, Bird?
Good, good, good.
Oh, man.
A little tired, but I'm good.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You can catch us on Instagram and Twitter at Dude and Bird Show. Find us on Facebook and SoundCloud at The Dude and Bird Show. Want to jump into the starting five? You got any opening thoughts before we hit that, Bird? I know you were coming in hot this morning.
Oh, about certain bird cage?
Oh, yeah. He's got a great bird cage today.
Yeah,
he's like really pissed off about it.
No, I just Googled her real quick. I'm like, oh, yeah, her. I forgot about her.
Fantastic. So coming up on today's starting five, we have a special Slam and Slew Banger flashback.
We'll
talk a little Celtics playoffs. G-Spot says Brady has been concussed.
Wait. That's her nickname?
Yeah.
You give another G-Spot nickname?
G-Spot, man. Yeah.
All right.
At number four, we're going to get loud for Boston. And Birdie has a special lady for the birdcage.
Yes, I do.
Is that enough of a tease? Is it okay if I say that's a lady?
Oh, yeah.
It's already too late now.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anything
else. And we talked to our producers, and we're going to do Name That Team this week, again, at number five. But we're going to move it to a bi-weekly thing?
Yeah.
Is that what the producers told us?
Yes, bi-weekly thing. Because we could do this for... Our producers want us to basically just spread it out for the summer and winter and fall to come.
Yeah, because we won't have any more playoff talk. We'll just have Red Sox talk. And
there's got to be something else going on in the summer sports-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, we got the horse racing.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that a little bit. And sad news this week.
Yeah.
Chris Cornell.
I know.
We'll get into that later. We'll get into that later.
You want to hit that right now?
I'm bummed about this.
Because I know you were feeling about it.
I woke up that morning. And I heard Todd Wrench like, oh, Chris Cornell died. I'm like, what? Then I checked my phone. I'm like, are you kidding me? 52 years old, suicide, which is very sad. And it just blew my mind. I'm like, he seems so happy. And then I watched some of the concert that he did in Detroit that night. Everyone's like, oh, he's acting strange. I'm like, no, he seems pretty normal to me. He's like, oh, yeah, be yourself. Do whatever you want. Okay. I'm going to do whatever you want. And he did whatever he wanted, and that's how he ended it.
What's your favorite song? Chris Cornell song. Could be from any band, Soundgarden,
Audioslave.
Okay.
It's Audioslave.
Oh, wow. All right.
And I can't think of the name of it. Not Shadow of the Sun. I've been watching while you've been waiting to shine your light on me.
I don't know. I'm drawing.
I can't think of it right now. There.
Mine's Original Fire.
Original Fire?
Yeah, from Audioslave.
Okay.
That was my favorite from him.
Shadow of the Sun's a good song.
And he had like, so many
song
hits.
I'm like, what are you talking about? That song is great.
So many hits between
Soundgarden.
Dude.
All right. Black Hole Sun. When you watch that music video, did that freak you out when you were a kid? Because I was like, when did that song come out? Like 92, 93, 94, whatever.
Yeah.
I was just a preteen, and that song freaked me out.
Oh, yeah. There was a few music videos from the 90s that you'd watch and be like, ugh. Really? Is that really happening right now in this music video? I don't know about that. The Sex and Candy video will always stand out to me from like that era or from the 90s, I guess I should say.
What freaked me out about that was just like the lady's lips just turning huge. And then some of the people's eyes and like the show the sun and everyone's like like melting away at your face. It's like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, it was sketchy.
It was sketchy. But it was all good.
Yeah, so let's just jump into the Slam and Slew Banger of the Week. But before we do, we got something special for you. Since it's our 10th episode here on the Dude and Bird Show, it is time for some of our favorite segments of this podcast.
Yes.
We have the Slam and Slew Banger of the Week. She's from Massachusetts. Needham, to be exact.
Mike Riley? No, I'm kidding.
On the side, we'll give him a salute.
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 We salute you, Sarge. You're the man.
Love him.
Yes. All right, so the Slam and Slew Banger is Allie Raceman.
Her SI cover pictures or whatever it was looked amazing.
Incredible.
Very flexible.
Oh, dude. Her butt? Holy smokes, Batman. Because those outfits that they wear at the Olympics and as gymnasts, doesn't really do them justice.
No, it's just a one piece. They're not showing much.
Yeah.
The butt sticks out a little bit. That's about it.
And then on... Oh, Dude, I have to meet this girl. Like, I love my girlfriend and all, but I just want to meet Allie Raceman and just be like,
dude, she came in like a couple of months ago. Where were you?
Not here, obviously.
I wasn't there. I saw her on TV. I'm like, oh, of all the days I couldn't work on Touch and Rich, and she's in. Like, oh.
Dude, she's such a smoke.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl.
She's, like, tight, too.
Yeah,
she's
like tight. She has, like, 0.01 body fat.
Yeah, she might be a little too shredded for me.
No, that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me. If girls have muscles, unless they're not those huge bodybuilder chicks with the thighs that are, like, the size of my face and basically my size of my face and my whole body, that's scary.
Yeah, she shouldn't be able to bench press more than me.
Yeah, and if she puts me in a headlock, she rips my head off, and it's not cool at all. But, like, that, I'm not hating on the body. That's too many muscles.
I just don't want them to have washboard abs because I don't. But then again, I'm kind of lazy.
No, don't you want to kiss those washboard abs? Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Oh, dude, I dated a girl who did CrossFit, and she had a six-pack and everything. Dude, her thighs were, like, not
huge. Did
she
throw
up
weight?
Yeah, she did. Not heavy, heavy weight.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I do 225. I'm like, oh, I do that, like, 10, 15 times.
Yeah, that's pretty good, though. I probably couldn't even lift that. I don't even weigh
that. She hand cleans more than me. She can hand clean like a beast.
Oh, but she looks so freaking hot, dude. Absolute smoke show. Because she's not really like a slew banger like that. I think she's like a nice, wholesome girl, raised well, like nice family and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She's just hot.
Yeah, she is.
Wow.
Gold medalist.
Yeah. She's like right in our age range, kind of. I think she can go get some Elky beverages down at the local pub.
Who's she? She's dating somebody.
Isn't is she now?
I think she's dating somebody.
I don't know. I know someone was trying to spit game at her, some football player.
Yeah, I think she's still dating that kid.
Oh, they actually went out?
I think. Yeah, they did. I know they went out for a fact.
Ooh.
But I don't know if they're still dating or not.
I wonder if there was a
we
little...
We should Google this, but
I wonder if
like
there
it.
Was some whoopee there.
Probably. Oh, absolutely. Come on.
I hope
Come on.
So.
Come on, two young kids on a date, and then if it just clicks like this, it's happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's going down.
It might be going up.
Slubanger! Of the week. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. It's your word. You made up this word, so I don't want to mess up your thing, okay?
No, you totally said it right. You said it with great enthusiasm.
Her name is Kelly Robach.
Ooh.
She's in the new Baywatch movie.
Tell me more.
She's blonde. And she's a Connecticut girl. She's a New England girl.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah,
she's from New England.
Yeah, and?
She probably sucks at driving, though.
Probably. That wouldn't surprise me. All women in this area suck at driving.
Dude, no. Connecticut drivers, I'm telling you. They're the worst.
No, it's Florida.
Oh, no.
No, I was told Florida.
Dude, Connecticut ones, they just make me want to, like, flip out. Like, they're lucky I don't have a potato gun in my car.
Top five states for women driving are the worst in.
Not even women. I'm just saying in general.
Oh, okay. I was going to bash women a little bit.
No. I'm just saying in general.
I want to bash women a little bit. Damn it. You know I love that thing.
Not here. We want women to tune into this show.
I do too. But
I want them to be my slew banger of the week.
No, I do too. But like, it's not 100% hatred for women. It's just a few things that they do that drive me nuts.
It's time for the slamming slew banger of the week. This week's award goes to the one and only Casey Smith.
Nice, dude.
Who is she, you ask?
Who is she?
She's the new girl that's going to be on Boston Sports Tonight on Comcast Sportsnet New England. I love the way she spells her name. It's kind of like a stripper. K-A-Y-C-E.
Nice.
Yeah, I want some of that for me.
Oh, my God.
She's so
calm
hot.
Calm yourself.
She's 28, and I heard her on TNR. She was talking about how
I met her. She's cool. She's really cool.
She's new to the area. Obviously, she's a transplant, and she works nights. So she needs someone that is on the same schedule as her, and I got someone.
Oh, who's this person?
Dude, his name's JD.
Oh, my God.
He's on 103.3 Amp Radio.
Yeah,
he's on nights. He's also a transplant from the Bay Area.
Okay.
Huge sports fan.
Yeah, he is. He loves
chicks,
his Raiders.
Chicks think he's cute, so that's good. That's going for him. They work the same schedule, so if you guys want to hang out during the day, go do some sightseeing.
Hook it up for them.
There we go. Bingo. Go slide up in his DM if you're listening, Casey.
Matchmaker dude making it happen.
Go find him at the actual JD. So, Casey, go follow him. Hit him up. Slide up in his DM. And you know what? While you're on there, too, go follow us at Dude and Bird Show. We'd appreciate the follow because we're going to be following you, girl.
That's
real
what,
close.
That's what I love about her. She's a Texas girl. She knows her football, and she's no BS.
And speaking of slam and slew banger,
oh,
of course I had to get that question right when we were on Toucher and Rich
this
week.
Dude, who
is Maria Stefanik.
That is correct.
I love her, too, by the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. For how long? Long time.
Okay.
Mr. Slubanger?
Her and Maria Menounos.
Okay. That's okay. That's Maria Menounos and Maria Stefanos, the two Marinos.
Yes.
Both of them could possibly be the next Slam and Slubanger of the week?
Absolutely.
Maybe.
All right. The board is yours.
Now, how do you guys come up with these Slam and Slubanger of the
week?
That's
all him.
Yeah, you have no idea what goes through my head. Like,
he came up with the word and, like,
you have no
smoke. All right.
Yeah, so I have Slammin' Slubangers and Scrub Muffins.
What's a Scrub Muffin?
It's what it says, like a scrub and like they're kind of a muffin.
Yep, okay,
they're like
okay,
a loser,
okay.
Kind of like a wanker.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
That.
I have weird things.
No, it's all
right. So we're just going to jump right into the Slammin' Slubanger.
Yeah, let's get it off
of the week.
Chest. Do it.
So it's Maria Stefanos.
Obviously.
So shall we dedicate our Slammin' Slubanger of the week?
Yeah, to all the ladies running the Boston Marathon today.
Oh, yeah. To all you ladies out there huffing and puffing your way down 26.2 miles into straight asphalt.
Oh, God.
Through the rolling hills of Massachusetts.
I love you, ladies. I couldn't do that. No way.
I couldn't either.
Hmm?
Is the Slammin' Slubanger of the week.
And we're going international. I interviewed her a couple weeks ago. Her name is Becky Lynch.
Yeah, congratulations.
Woo! Our first international.
Yeah.
Slubanger of the week.
From Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll drink a couple pints for her.
Yeah,
to her. Toast him. Yes. Slammin' Slubanger of the week.
It is Watertown's own.
Is it Alicia? I can't say her name. Alicia Gusku? Elijah Gusku.
Elijah Gusku. I can't even say it right now.
Eliza.
Dusku. Elijah Dusku. Did I say it right?
A Slammin' Slubanger of the week is
Mrs. Tom Brady.
Miss Giselle Bündchen Brady.
Yes, she is. Wait, did she take his last name?
This week's Slammin' Slubanger of the week is Miss Adriana Lima.
Oh, yeah. So, this week for the Slammin' Slubanger, it is JoJo, Foxborough native.
Yeah, she's a little smoke.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, I love her.
Foxborough native. I met her back in October because she was dropping a new album. She has a hit with Remy Ma.
Remy Martin.
Yeah, song's called Fab.
Mm.
Not bad. Decent song. I just watched the music video with you.
Okay.
We're trying to figure out if she's in New Bedford or somewhere in the Cape.
Are you in New Bedford, kid? Did you stop at a Kushnet Creamery or something, get some black raspberry while you were down there?
With all the graffiti walking around in the background.
I know, because at first you were thinking she was down the Cape at Sagamore or the Bourne Bridge or something.
Yeah, one of those bridges. I was way off.
But when you look at the rest of the scenery around it, the setting of the bridge, nah.
Nah, it's New Bedford.
I know, especially judging by some of those apartments and streets she's standing on, mm-hmm. singing or doing her thing, just shaking her ass.
Could be New York, too, but I don't see too many buildings in the background. So
no.
I'm going to say she did that locally. And Remy Ma came out to Mass, which is nice. Nice of her to come out.
Yeah. What's up? Welcome to Boston,
yeah.
Remy
so
Ma.
JoJo dropped a few albums in the early zeros. Then she did a few movies, one with Robin Williams. And then she disappeared for a little bit. And then she came out hot in 2016.
I know. I think she was facing some like issues like in her life. So she like took a little hiatus, according to some of the radio reports and interviews she's done. But good for her, though, coming back strong. That's awesome.
It is.
The way to persevere.
It is.
And now, since you picked her,
mm-hmm.
I got a little something special for you, Bird.
Oh, boy.
This Foxborough Slubanger is so nice, they named her twice. I got a picture with her. That Bird, who is JoJo.
Oh, that is...
Yes!
There it is.
Oh, that was a great time, Bird.
Yeah, well, hopefully we do it again over the summer.
I know. They were talking about us, too, this week again.
Yeah, it was awesome.
They were all over us on Friday.
Especially with the candy bars.
I know. A candy bar definitely should never cost more than a dollar.
No, I agree.
I'm sorry.
75 cents.
And then they would get hopping on you about the surgeon doctor.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I just let it go. I don't even...
No, I know. You don't edit anything. You just let it go. Just let me be.
I don't even bother correcting.
While I fight words in my brain that just come out of my mouth.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Someone has to keep focus around here,
yeah,
I guess.
They're right. It has to be you.
Yeah.
Because I'm all over the place.
Vegetables, definitely still not a fan.
No.
Like I always say, I don't eat my greens. I smoke them.
What's up,
Jim Murray?
Where is he?
No.
I thought he walked by. You got me all excited. I'm
saying,
I haven't come in.
We're talking about the Greens, and we know it's been confirmed he's a fan of our show.
Nice.
I was about to go wait outside the studio this morning and wait for him to come out of his show with Gaspar.
I saw him downstairs. I was trying to get it.
Dude, come on the show, dude. We'll have you on. You You can come too, Gasper.
I walked by a couple times so I got his attention. Oh boy.
It's fantastic.
So the Audio Slave song I like, it's called Kochi? Kuchi? C-O-C-H-I-S-E. Kashi?
Yeah. Kashi cereal?
Sure.
I don't know.
That's a good song.
I'll check it out. I'll pull it up. I'll listen to it on
then
my ride.
Then I like
today.
Like a Stone too. It's a mellow song.
Yes, I was kind of leaning towards that one, but
I wasn't really into
Original Fire.
What was his first band? Oh my god, I'm drawing blanks.
Oh man, yeah, me too.
Soundgarden. Yeah. Not, oh my god, not Soundgarden.
No, it was the one before
Touching
that
Rich
one.
Touching Rich is gonna kill me.
It was the one before that one.
Soundgarden. Sorry.
Sound.
I wasn't really into Soundgarden that much.
Soundgarden was the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soundgarden, then it was Audio Slave, then Temple of Dog.
Yes,
Temple Dog was before. I can't remember.
Yeah, Temple of the Dog's the one that throws me off.
Yeah, I haven't really listened to anything.
No,
Temple
I haven't either.
I kind of feel obligated to, so I might do that later today.
Yeah,
get that off there.
So the Celtics, they knocked off the Wizards.
Yeah,
since our last episode here on the Dude and Bird Show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dude and Bird Show. Hit us on Facebook, SoundCloud. You know the deal.
Yep.
We're taking it to iTunes now that we have 10 episodes after this one.
Delightful.
Because you don't want to go to iTunes without a library. No. That's what they always say.
Yeah.
So now we can go there and hopefully the Dude and Bird Show will grow even more.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
I'll tell Touch and Rich about it too.
Yeah. So the Wizzies, they knocked them off. And then now we get the Cavaliers. So.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
At first, I was being optimistic. The optimistic dude. I'm like, they're going to win two games. They're going to win game one and game four. But then I was thinking, okay, maybe it could be game two and game four because Bronny came out, had a nice break. Game one, they would win, and then Celtics can respond in game two. Uh-uh. And then the semi-optimistic, it's like, okay, you know what? They should and hopefully can win a game.
Not happening.
And the worst case scenario, we get swept.
And it's happened. We're getting swept. Game one, I'm like, okay, we lost by 13. All right, whatever. Game two, I'm watching that game last night. I watched the first quarter with my dad. I never hear my father swear. I mean, he swears, but he's like, oh my effing God. Are they even showing up to play? I'm like, I don't think so.
Oh, last night was
50
terrible.
50. Didn't even show up. IT, oh, my hip. What do you mean your hip? Go out there and play your ass off. Like, I want them off the team now. Like, I know they're getting their asses handed to them, but, like, show some pride. Like, try. Like, I saw them shooting the ball and they're missing, whatever. But, like, where's the effort? Like, they had no spirit. Like, they're like, that's what it was. Right there. Boom. A hammer came down on them, and that was that. Flat.
It's so bad you can't help but laugh.
I was dying laughing. Dying laughing. Even before the half, who was it Irvin? Not Irvin.
I tweeted out, what did we watch in Varsity versus JV scrimmage at practice?
Yeah, then you did the BC basketball
seriously,
too.
Seriously, yeah, that was Sarge. That was a good one. That was a good one. I was like.
And right before the half, they threw up a launch and launched a three, and it was like 41 points at half. I was like, oh my God.
What have I been saying the last couple weeks?
What?
Pump the brakes on the Brinks truck.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Pump the brakes. Hit
brakes. There's only so much Isaiah Thomas can do. There's only so much he could do, yep. But the other players have to step up, too.
Oh, man. Where was Olynyk, the clinic?
I almost made a bet with my friend. He goes, Bird, I guarantee you Olynyk doesn't score more than 30 points in this series. I would go, I'm like, I am down. How much do you want to bet?
Dude, what game was it? He was 0-for-5 to start from the field in the game. It was either game one. I think it was game one.
He's been inconsistent the whole
my God.
Playoffs. I mean, he showed up in game seven. Thank you. We appreciate it. Now it's time to get off that train.
Maybe he was shooting so bad because he got laid.
No.
Have you ever heard of that theory?
Yeah, that's not true. That's not true.
He relieved his sexual frustrations, so he started stinking up the joint.
No, I don't believe in that because I saw an HBO special on a box. I forget the box's name. Whatever. He legit had a fight the next day. So the night before, him and his girlfriend at the time, he's like, yeah, how many times did you guys have sex? And they're like, oh, we had like 4 or 5 times that night. And he boxed that night and he won. So that's BS. If anything, that enhances you. I don't believe in that. Oh, don't have sex before sports or football, basketball. That's all BS.
Yeah.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Okay.
Because my coaches used to tell us that in college. Oh, don't get laid. I'm like, yeah, okay, buddy, relax. offensive coordinator. Coach Venn.
So
and other coaches.
We right now there's
but
going
I do
into game
but I
three.
Do yeah, but what I do like about this is the young guys are playing and they're getting the experience. And that's always a good thing. I know they're getting blown out by 40, 50 points, but still they're getting in the Eastern Conference Finals, playing against Bron Bron and the Cavaliers, and they're getting that playoff experience.
I still want more minutes for Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown did okay. He did okay during these blowouts.
I just want more minutes for him.
Him and
to go to your point that the young guys should get minutes.
Absolutely. So so were the Celtics going to lose by game three tomorrow?
Yeah, because game three is tomorrow. Game four is Tuesday, so they could be resting in peace come
Wednesday morning.
Yep. And then if they can win a game.
They're not winning in Cleveland.
Game
I will
five
say it right
would
now.
Be Thursday.
No way. I don't see them winning in Cleveland unless it's some type of miracle.
If they do, if at this point, if they are going to win one, it's tomorrow.
It's not. I'm not going to even say that. They're not. They're getting swept.
Because Bronny's playing probably the best basketball he's ever played in his playing career.
He's focused. He's, you can see it in his eyes. He's focused. He's got the killer instinct in his eyes. He wants to be a champion again.
It's about time he's had that look.
He didn't have that when we played the Celtics back in the day.
Nope.
None.
Nope.
You did not see that.
No, and there was a story that came out about how LeBron, why he went to the Heat was to learn how to win with a Pat Riley and a Dwayne Wade kind of guy. Jordan never had to do that.
No.
Jordan never had to do that. Someone was talking about that. I forget who it was. But so
I
true,
respect,
dude.
I will respect LeBron James for one reason. Imagine if he came to the Celtics instead of Miami. He would pull a KD. And I kind of respect him a little bit for going to Miami. Not going and join us with the Celtics. See where I'm going with that?
Yeah. No, totally. He
I respect him a little bit. He could have, but he didn't.
No.
He joined another team and said, let's beat these guys. And he did. And I got to respect them a little bit. A little ounce of respect. I do respect him on the court. His bitching is more than playing.
I do.
No, zero. I don't stop bitching. You're the best in the plan. Oh, I got a foul. Game one, he got a foul in like the fourth quarter. He's like, what do you mean?
Oh,
like,
dude, yeah, when he was bunny hopping along, I was pissed.
Stop it, dude. Stop it.
The
you're
travel.
Up by 30
the travel.
Points. Knock it off.
Just complaining about a travel.
Take the foul like a man and just move on. That's all.
Travel. You always travel, LeBron. You're always taking those steps to
Jordan
the hoop, dude. Always. He, like, cuffs the ball, and he's like, I'm going to take, like, 5 steps, and I'm just going to slam, bam, Kia Cam all over this dude's face. Fantastic. Oh, God, LeBron James.
Oh, I tweeted out a picture from a source of mine. He was out drinking at somewhere in the North End till like, 3, 4 in the morning, and no one cared.
Who was out that late?
Kevin Love.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why he traveled to start the game.
Yeah, a little slow start there.
Oh, dude.
I tweeted it to everybody. Zoe Bertrand, Touch and Rich. I'm like, hey, look at this guy drinking until 3, 4 in the morning. The pitcher kind of sucks because the guy who showed me is like, hey, you know what? I'm like, oh, okay, what, buddy? I'm at the gym at the Great Boston Fitness. He goes, I got to show you something. I'm like, what? Kevin Love drinking with a bunch of slew bangers. I'm like, no way. He showed me the picture. As you can see in the picture, he has like several shots in front of him and bottles in front of him. So he was pounding that night. Woke up with a hangover. They probably gave him like an IV and stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Dude, so that last night's game.
Oh, boy.
It was 130 to 86. That's absurd.
Yeah,
Stephen A. Smith says the NBA should be embarrassed.
It should be.
Because of the subpar basketball.
In the Eastern and Western Conference Finals? Absolutely. But the Western Conference Finals is more entertaining than ours. I mean, San Antonio blew a 25-point lead.
Dude, it was 103-57 after the third quarter.
Oh, God.
That's terrible. Halftime, it was 72-31.
I was laughing the whole time.
That's the largest lead.
Ever?
Yeah, in NBA history. 41-point lead at halftime.
I think the Washington Bullets back in the day tied it. I think we tied it with the Washington Bullets back in the day, too.
You knew it was over at the end of the first quarter. It was 32-18.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was 14
they
points.
They were pacing hard. They were, because whenever I play NBA 2K with my boy, we call it pacing when you hit over 100 points in the game. Because it is hard to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So you're pacing. So if you have over 25 in the first, like so on, you get the point. They were pacing after the third quarter. They already paced.
That's crazy. Where was the defense? Dude, there was one play.
I feel like everything was falling, too, for the Cavs. They were hitting buckets, driving to the hole. Yep. They were doing everything.
They're doing everything right.
They're just a well-oiled machine right now.
And people, please stop blaming the refs. Stop it. Just stop.
No.
Stop using the refs as an excuse.
Blame the team. They suck.
Yeah, they did, right? They did last night.
Oh, pathetic. This whole series has been terrible.
All you can do is laugh.
Yeah,
just
no.
Just embrace it.
At this point. And it sucks for, like, the Cavs, in a sense, if they make the finals, because the Spurs are now down Leonard, So they're not facing as tough of a challenge as they probably could or should be.
Mm-hmm.
So that series might be over sooner than later as well. And then now we're just going to see these two
juggernauts round three.
Yeah, man.
Round three.
Just coming in. I got no issue with it. I think it's kind of cool. Like,
I have no issue with that.
We could see another rematch.
I have no.
That's pretty.
How often does that happen?
No, what was the last one? Jazz Bulls, maybe?
That was just back-to-back, though.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's it. It's like a few years back-to-back, like Celtics-Lakers back-to-back.
Yep.
Wait, did they do it? No, Houston Rockets. No, they didn't.
Like, there's been a
84-85 back-to-back Celtics. I know that.
For us, this is probably the next best thing that we've seen in basketball.
In the past two decades.
Yeah. Cool. I get whatever, man.
Yeah, Bulls.
Like, and the cool thing is each franchise built their team so differently.
Mm-hmm.
So differently. Even though the Cavs locked out drafting Kyrie Irving, but I give props for Bronny to going back to Cleveland.
Yeah, he came back home to win.
It's cool.
Title.
Good for him.
And he could do it back to back.
And then you have the Warriors drafting guys, making the right picks. Adding a couple pieces here and there.
I remember reading an article back in the day they wanted to get rid of Curry because he was just so whatever he was going through at that time. They wanted to trade him away.
They needed growing pains.
Ugh.
Like most young talents, especially a guy like him. He's a little
He was so nasty in college. I remember watching him on a cruise boat.
He put Davidson on the map, man. Mm-hmm. Nasty. Ooh, man. Oh, you want to jump? Yeah, we'll just slide right into the next spot here in the Satin 5. G-Spot says that Brady has been concussed. She was on CBS this morning, and she said Tom Brady had suffered from a concussion last season and in previous seasons.
When was he concussed last
season?
Exactly. He was a 4-game suspension.
Yep.
And I watched a few games on the YouTube going back. I'm like, okay, maybe the Super Bowl he got a concussion because in the fourth quarter in the drive, in the overtime, he got a knee in the back of the head.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, maybe then. Then I'm looking at the other games. I'm like, I don't see it. That's a normal hit. I don't see it. I don't think so. I think she's full of it. I think she's just saying that because she wants him to stop.
It's an
football.
Aggressive sport, she says.
Really? No.
I know. I
Get
thought everyone has these conspiracy theories about what
Already?
She meant. Like, did she mean concussion or did she mean like to say something else?
Because of her broken English.
Yeah. My theory, this will go right up everyone's ass in Pat's Nation. I think she meant to say he goes to confession. So he goes to confession to confess his sins of deflating footballs.
Oh, God, don't stop. No, he didn't deflate anything.
No.
That's hilarious.
There was definitely something going on. But I think that's what she meant. He goes to confession.
I don't know what she
Or he needs to confess the dirty 30 things he does to.
Giggity.
Ew, yeah. Get it. Get it, Tommy. Get it. Yeah.
Honestly, I wish she just didn't say anything about
I know.
This.
The firestorm, dude.
She would be. Tom and her should have a nice little talk about this. And plus, the NFL would come down on Tom Brady if he had a concussion these past 2-3 seasons. Hot.
Yep.
You think Deflategate was bad? Want to start a friggin' get the tiki torches and the flames out?
Yeah, and yesterday, via Adam Schefter, Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee, he said, Tom was not diagnosed with a concussion last year. It's obviously a good thing the organization and everyone close to him is vigilant and always looking out for his health.
Solid. Okay.
Good response.
Yeah, it is. I love it.
Because the Pats...
He's old.
he's
old.
Nothing was reported to the Patriots medical staff.
No.
Nothing was reported to the league. So,
even if it was
in all reality, he's clear.
Even if it was a smidge of, he might have a concussion, they'll look at him anyways and just do the concussion tests on him, which I've had done to me.
Yep, the protocols.
Yep, and then basically, he's fine.
We knew.
Okay, great. Moving on.
Had she never said that, it would have never become an issue.
And we wouldn't be talking about it right now.
This
is the last time we're talking about it. We're moving on. Moving on up.
At this point, what else is there to come out of this? Or
nothing.
It's not like the league. I'm pretty sure the league has already come out and said.
Whatever.
Like, we never heard of anything of the sort. Nothing ever happened around here.
And if the Patriots, and if he did get a concussion, they didn't report it. Like I said earlier, they're effed. The Patriots are effed.
I know.
Money, draft picks, whatever. They already hate us.
They hate us because they ain't us.
That's true.
Because we are 5-time Super Bowl champions of the world.
I feel like
suck it.
I feel like we should be playing Booker T's music in the background as we say five times.
We got the Preakness tonight, dude. Are you pumped about the pony race?
Yes.
So this is the second leg of the Triple Crown. We already had the Derby. Always dreaming won that. And then we were trying to figure out what the third one was, and we couldn't remember. So, of course, we had to punch it into Google. And then it tells us Belmont Stakes, and we're like, oh. Hello.
Yeah, but we're not into horse. Like, we're into the horse racing when it's this time of the year. We're not watching it year round.
No.
We're not like degenerate gamblers like most of my friends.
Belmont, that's New York, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure
I'll
New
take
York.
Your word for it. I have no idea.
So,
who do you like?
For the Kentucky Derby, we went through the names of the ponies and we just picked them.
Yep.
So, you want to do the same thing today?
Sure.
You want to bust through these guys?
All of them? There's only 10, right?
Yeah, it's a $1.5 million guaranteed purse for this. It's 1 mile and 3/16ths of a mile. Sorry. The track record is 1 minute and 52 seconds by Farmer. It's M-A. Don't mistake our Boston accents for their name there. Farmer Way. Maybe that pony was from here.
Yeah, right. Never know. Never know. Can we lay out the names?
Yeah, please. Let's hit it.
Multiplier. Cloud computing.
Cloud computing.
Okay.
Okay.
This is basic. Intense. And number four, always dreaming.
Yep.
He won, right? No, did he win?
Yeah, okay. He won the last one.
Number five horse. Classic Empire. I like that.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like your kind of horse.
And number six is Gunavera, whatever. And number seven is Term of Art. Number eight, Senior Investment. I like that. Okay. Number nine is Looking at Lee. Actually, we are looking at Lee.
Are looking at Lee. Hi, Lee. That's so funny.
And number 10 is Conquest, Mo Money.
Oh, that's mine right there. Mo Money, Mo Problems.
I like that. That's
Conquest, Mo Money. It's all about conquesting, Mo Money. Got to get those assets up, you know what I mean?
I'll go with Horsey, Classic Empire. I like that.
Ooh.
Classic Empire. The Empire will rise.
They have some clever names here. All right, so pick them and stick them. I got Conquest, Mo Money, and you got
Classic Empire.
Okay. The odds, let's see. Conquest, Mo Money's a 15-1. Okay. I'll take that.
I have no idea what mine is.
That's not bad. Yours is a 3-1.
Woo, I like my odds.
Ooh.
Ooh.
He's picking the hot one.
That's a hot one.
Yeah, and oh, wow. The picks according to the New York Times picks are Classic Empire to pick it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I picked a good one. Nice. All right.
Someone did pick Always Dreaming, but I don't think we'll see a Triple Crown. Do you?
No. There hasn't been a Triple Crown. Didn't one happen recently? But it's been forever.
Yeah.
It's been a long, long time. We're not expert on horse races. We're not. We just show up and place bets and just go, we'll go with that horse and just run with it.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Pick them and stick them.
Yep.
We'll chalk these up, write them down right here. All right.
Can I talk about Guardians of the Galaxy real quick? Do we have time?
Yeah, hit it.
So I go with my girlfriend to watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. What theater do you go to?
Yeah.
They did that one over recently?
Yeah, the IMAX and all that.
Yeah, 3D. Lux level and all that? Is it a Lux level or all the seats mechanical?
Some of them are mechanical.
Okay.
Like, basically, the sound in there is like amazing. It's like old school IMAX. No, what's the old school IMAX one? No. Oh, what was it? No, the guy sitting in the chair, the sound system's blowing in his face.
Oh, yeah.
I forget the name of it. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Damn it. I hate my memory. Anyways, movie starts. Baby Groot. All the women. Oh. I'm like, am I going to hear this the whole goddamn time in the movie? And yes, I did. It was driving me nuts. I love the movie. Don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on the movie, but you bitches in the movie theater, every time Groot showed up on the screen, oh, and this one part, I'm not going to spoil it, he was getting, like, you know, he was somewhere and he was around bad guys and, like, he was getting harassed. And, like, you know, the pirates are, like, you know, busting his chops and, like, hating on him and stuff because they caught him. Spoiler, whatever. Long story short, While he's in the cage and the pirates are messing with him, every girl in that goddamn movie is like, oh my god, someone saved Groot. Oh, that's so sad. Oh, look at Groot. Even my girlfriend was like, oh my god, Groot, I feel so bad for him. I'm like, it's a movie. He's going to be fine. They're not going to kill him off.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
Today.
Oh my god, I was so pissed. Everything he did, I am Groot. Like, oh. Well, you girls shut up and let me watch the movie. Jesus. It was so annoying.
What time did you go see it?
Late. Like 9 p.m.
Okay.
On a Tuesday.
Dude, the matinee? Did you get the matinee price?
Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Tuesdays, the Tuesday specials.
Yep.
David and packed. Rand, I always go either to the National Amusement one in Randolph there, Mattapandolph.
Yep.
Or I go to Foxborough.
Nice.
Because either way, it's like the same distance from my house. It's whatever time is convenient or who I'm going with.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I go with my girlfriend, I go to Foxborough. But if I'm going with the homies, I go to Mattapandolph.
You go to the ghetto one.
Yeah, well, it's closer. It's where they live, down their end.
Yeah, I got you. I know that area.
Yeah, so I'll go to that one. When that place opened, dude, it was like the holy grail. I was probably like 12 years old. It was like the greatest friggin' gift ever. Because we used to have to go to the one at the Westgate Mall in Brockton.
Oof.
And then they opened the Randolph one, and it was like this huge, like, megaplex that we've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, whoa, dude. We go to see parents drop us off there, and then we'd have to find our own way home. We walked a few times. That's a good hike. It's like 5 miles.
I walked to the rear movie theater once from my house. It was fun.
Yeah.
Cut through the graveyard. We're like,
even though
doing?
Avon's only like 4 square miles, but
that's all right.
That's a good troop, though, from Mattapandolph into Avon.
So if you go see Guardians of the Galaxy 2 with your girlfriend, could you please do a mental count for me? How many times you get, from the women who see Groot?
Sure.
Like
what would you
seconds?
Rate it out of 10?
I give it an 8.9. I liked it. It was funny. It was good. Was as good as the first one? It's debatable, but I liked it. It was informative. They push into the next level with the special effects and a lot of fun stuff. And the Marvel Universe, it's even bigger now. They had 5 post-credit scenes, which was funny. I'm not going to give it away because I don't want to be a spoiler alert.
All right, so if you're looking for a movie to go see.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Go see that with the ladies.
Go check it out. Bird's a fan.
And everyone who's listening to the podcast, if you've seen it or you're going to see it, please give me a number of how many times all the bitches in the freaking movie theater were like, it drove me nuts. Oh, it drove me nuts. I was yelling at Rebecca. I'm like, will you shut up? What? He's so cute. They're hurting him. I'm like, he's in a cage. He's fine. He's going to get him back.
Oh, that's fantastic. Coming up next on the Dude and Bird Show, we're going to get La Boston.
Yes,
Celtics got the number one pick. Bird's got a special guest for the Bird Cage.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to play Name That Team.
Yes. Greater Boston Fitness, with over 20 combined years of fitness and strength training experience, coupled with an extensive record of athletic achievement, we bring our heart, passion, knowledge, and subject matter expertise with us to work every day. From the young developing athlete to the mother looking to stay fit to senior citizens staying active and in shape, right up onto the professional athlete training. We have it all right up to professional athlete training. We have all the resources and know how to take you where you need to go. The one promise we make is that every person that walks through the doors is the most important person to us in the world. Greater Boston Fitness, we build people.
Welcome back into the Dude and Bird Show. I'm the Dude.
Hey, Bird here.
Thanks again for tuning in, and thank you again to our SoundCloud sponsors, Greater Boston Fitness.
We build people.
You can get more information about them at greaterbostonfit.com, or you can find them on Twitter and Instagram at Greater Boston Fit. Find them at 321 Chargers Street in Revere. They're open 7 days a week. They build people. They got great personal training, plenty of equipment. Yep. Make sure you go check them out.
Pre and post workout stuff too as well.
Oh yeah, they got everything covered. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dude and Bird Show, and Facebook and SoundCloud at The Dude and Bird Show.
Yes.
Oh yeah. So before we jump back into the starting five, the last one to win the Triple Crown in the pony racing, American Pharoe. 2015.
Oh, so it was recently.
Yeah, because I remember that. I remember like
the hype.
Yeah.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah.
What was it before that? Do you know off the top?
It was
of
like 1978 or something. Oh,
okay,
like that.
So it really happens as a special occasion.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So we'll see another one when we're like 60, 70 years old if we make it.
It's quite possible. Maybe if we're lucky.
Yes.
That'd be pretty cool.
Old dude and bird. Still doing this podcast.
Yeah.
Hell's wrong with us. She came up on us years ago.
You know who's about to start a podcast?
Who?
Is Mike Francesa.
Nah, really?
Yeah, because I guess he's done. And
Radio? He's done on radio?
Yeah, he's retiring or something. He's going to do a podcast.
Okay.
Knowing a guy like him, though, he probably has a studio at his house.
Oh, absolutely he does. He probably, a couple of $1,000, had the best equipment ever. Yep. I had a nice engineer dude to do it from for zero money, hopefully. He's got the hookup.
Oh, yeah. So before we jump back into the starting five, before we get loud for Boston in the birdcage, you look like you got something you want to get off your mind. Spit it.
Francesca's like the king of sports. He's going to do a podcast. All his followers are going to go with him.
Yep.
Like, we have a couple hundred followers. He's going to have, like, at least a million or two, if that, or maybe more, once he launches his podcast, and that pisses me off.
Oh, yeah. Schwartz Schwartz was listening to him yesterday.
Oh, yeah. His podcast is already out?
No, no, no. He was walking around streaming Francesa.
Of course he was. I asked him about Derek G tonight. He's like, oh, it's good. First game we won, and they got blown out in the second game, and then everyone left in the third inning.
Yeah.
I was like, damn Yankee fans.
Of course he went.
Yeah, he has to.
So the Red Sox are at about the 25% point of their season.
Mm-hmm.
They're 21-20.
Ugh.
Yeah. They're a 500 team right now, basically.
They shouldn't be.
Nope.
Chris Sale's pitching lights out. The offense is starting to get going a little bit. Excuse me.
Let it out, Bird. Yeah, we don't have, like,
Wright's hurt. He's
AKA
not coming back.
Cough buttons here, so Bird just
belched.
Yeah.
Wright's coming back soon. I heard he got reduced to a 60-day DL list now.
Mm.
Price just had a baby, so he should be ready to go soon. I mean, I'm serious. No, no. When there's a death or a birth in the family, doesn't matter if they're pitching or doing whatever, they're going to go off. I'm serious. Like, they're going to have a great game.
Yeah, but when the hell is he coming back?
That's a good question. Probably after Memorial Day.
Exactly.
So we'll have to wait like another 10 days.
Ugh. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. They need to get together. So I went back and I checked our over-unders there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yep. So the bookmaker, our boy, the guy, that's what we'll call him, the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a 92.5 over-under.
I went over.
We set it on the Dude and Bird show at 87.5. You took the over. I took the under. Right now, if it ended,
you'd win.
If it stays the same, we'll hit the under.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hit the under.
You'll hit the under.
But if everyone comes back healthy, as they should,
yeah,
and third base gets in order,
mm-hmm. Oh my God.
They fill out their starting rotation, the relievers come around, okay.
Here
then
we go.
The pitching and the offense are getting the same damn page.
No, Sale's doing his thing.
No, yeah, but one night the offense is doing great, pitching sucks. The next night, the pitching's great, the hitting sucks.
Vice versa, yada. I get what you're saying.
They never connect. Not
same
both.
Day.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
It pisses me off till no end. It's like,
very,
dude,
very frustrating.
Come on.
Get your crap together.
Yeah, it's getting pretty annoying.
Now,
my
next point, should Farrell stay or go?
Oh, as I was saying off the show, yeah. I would have already crap canned his ass by now and put Lavulo there.
Like
back
late
then.
April? Oh, back then, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he
would have already been toast by me. Like, okay, I understand. I'm sorry. Like, you were sick and everything. Like, okay. But that's not an excuse for you to be able to keep your job.
Wow. You went there.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I have nothing
well,
to say about
the
that.
Way, no.
No, they should let him go. I honestly think they should let him go at the end of May.
Yeah, I don't mean it as in the sense because he missed time because he was sick. As in,
the time you were here, you sucked. Yeah, you had lightning in a bottle when they won the World
Series. Because he came back, like, it was after the point that he came back.
Mm-hmm.
What did they do when he came back as the manager? Exactly, nothing.
Nothing. 2015, he did nothing.
All over that nice green grass.
It's very soft.
Crap everywhere. It wasn't geese crap. It was the crap of your Boston Red Sox all over the surface out there.
Then we had last year went on a nice little run, made the playoffs. That saved his ass, I'm convinced.
It did. It did. Because if they didn't fire him after he came back and had that crap bag stretch, then the end of last season, that was their real big chance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just told him in the hallway that he's coming back next season to manage the ball club.
Why are you saying that? Don't.
What?
Don't say that.
You know what you should have told him in the hallway? You're fired! You're fired! 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 Fired!
Bye.
Fired. Bye. Thank you. Don't let the door hit you on your ass on your way out.
Thank you for 2013.
Yeah. Well,
see you later.
That's about all you did.
Bye.
Oh, God. John F. and Farrell. God. Well, we're getting loud about that here in Boston.
Yeah, we are. So, let's go to Patriots Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah, hit that before we get into Celtics' number one pick.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, so who's on the ballot this year? There's three guys, right?
Yep, it is Raymond Claiborne. He played in the late 70s and 80s.
Yep, cornerback.
Yes, earned Pro Bowl honors three times, drafted 16th overall.
Okay.
Made immediate impact on the NFL. And we have Richard Seymour.
Yeah, that's my dude right there. He's got my vote.
Spent the first eight seasons with us, then went to the Oakland Raiders. Won a Super Bowl his rookie year in 03 and 04, his sophomore year. Five Pro Bowl berths. Mike Vrabel. This is my coach, Nelson, used to say, Vrabel is able. He used to say that all the time, and I still don't get it to this day. Coach Nelson, what are you talking about?
Vrabel is able to do a lot of things.
Yes, he is.
Maybe that's what he's saying, then. It's a good run on words. But
he joined the team after the 01 season, his eight-year tenure with New England. He played a major role in the Super Bowls, obviously made those Super Bowl catches. He played 125 games for the Pats. Started on both sides, linebacker positions. He regularly lined up on offense and short yardage situation. Catch the ball 10 times with the Patriots.
Wow, 10 catches, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad for a linebacker.
Touchdowns, obviously, and back-to-back three-point Super Bowl victories.
He was good on Hard Knocks. Did you see that when they did it with
coaching
the Texans?
Yeah, I loved him.
He's cool. I liked him.
He's very down-to-earth, straightforward, and just...
Who are you voting for? Who'd you vote for?
Just go with the old school guy. These two are still young.
Okay, you're gonna take.
I'll take Claiborne. I'll take Claiborne.
I'm taking Seymour.
All right.
I have to.
I mean, I mean, 12 seasons in the NFL. He was on the Super Bowl 85 team.
Yeah.
I know.
I wasn't alive then, but that wasn't a happy time for Pat's Nation.
I mean, he had
Pat's Nation wasn't even created yet.
Claiborne had 36 interceptions in his career. That's pretty good. I mean,
that's
all three
not a
of them,
number.
You know what? All three of them are going to get in.
Eventually,
right now,
yeah.
Right now, I want Raymond to get in there because he's due.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great, solid cornerback. I remember my coach Nelson used to talk about him and other cornerbacks back in the day when I was playing at Curry.
So they have no statues. There's no statues down there outside of the hall?
No.
Do you think Tom Brady would be the first statue they ever built out there?
Probably. They have to. They have to. Him or Belichick.
Maybe it'll be the two. Maybe it'll be like a reenactment scene.
Oh, like
or something like that.
Them standing like this, like Belichick holding the microphone next to him, and him looking at Brady or something.
Yeah, yeah. Some defining moment of them together. Maybe it'll be some Super Bowl victory celebration that they had together. I don't know. That'd be cool, though.
It would be.
Tom Brady statue.
Yeah. No. This. Yeah. Oh, did we talk about this statues on the last podcast or the ones before?
I don't remember anything about statues.
Okay. I was listening to. I think it was it Felger and Maz? I think it was Felger and Maz or Stephen A. Smith. I can't remember who. They're talking about what pro football teams should have statues in front of the stadiums.
Oh, yeah, because Peyton Manning's getting one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucas Oil.
Oh, he's getting one in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
He's not getting one in
No, it's going. It's
Denver.
In,
okay.
No, it's the Colts.
No, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
People making a big deal out of it.
No, whatever.
He's one of the greatest regular season quarterbacks ever.
Agreed.
Playoffs, that's a totally different story.
Yeah, agreed.
And they were talking about who
two-time
else?
Super Bowl champ, MVP. Like, dude was nasty.
Yeah, he did his thing.
Yeah, he's good.
As much as I hate him, I have to respect him.
I have to admit, I do own a Peyton Manning jersey.
Denver or Indy?
It's an Indy.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it his rookie year.
Oh, all right. He was like, you were like, what, 12?
Yeah.
It was like 98.
That was that was the first NFL draft that I watched from start to end.
Really? Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah, the very first one. I was wearing my Tennessee Volunteers hat watching it,
too.
Oh,
okay. All right.
I don't know why. Right. Just Peyton, I was, like, drawn.
You're drawn to him?
Yeah.
That's fine. No worries. You're
whatever.
A kid. I get it. And then Tom Brady came along in 01 and,
oh, dude. Yeah, no, exactly. Like, don't get me wrong. I did like Drew Bledsoe, but there was just something about Peyton Manning, man.
No, before the whole Brady era thing, like, I liked other players.
I still do.
Don't get me wrong.
Other players.
When I was growing up, the Pats sucked, and they went to the Super Bowl once. Like, I get it. Like, kids in New England will be wearing Kansas City Chiefs hats.
Oh, dude, all the time.
Raiders.
All sorts of.
Oh, yeah.
One of my buddies was a huge Raiders fan back then. We used to crap all over him. And then we beat them in the snowball. And he still rooted for him for like another year or two. He was still like a kind of a Pats fan. But I feel like he just wanted to root on the Raiders because we all hated the Raiders.
I got a buddy who loves the
Dolphins.
He
had to be opposite. Oh, yeah. My girlfriend's uncle loves the Dolphins. He grew up down south.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. But still.
Yeah, so the Celtics get the number one pick.
Yes.
Finally.
I was
finally.
I was driving home from Fenway, and I'm listening to it. And then like, oh, Philadelphia with the third. I'm like, no way. So it's Boston, LA again. Here we go. Another chapter in the Boston, LA story. I love it. I loved it. And then they said LA Lakers. I'm like, oh my God, we got the first round draft pick. I just slammed on my horn. I was like, yeah.
They had a 25% chance to get it.
It was crazy.
They got it.
We tweeted, what did I say, third? You wanted second?
Yeah.
I didn't think they were going to get the first because all the odds were coming. I'm like, they're going to get screwed. They're going to get screwed. I'm listening to Adam Jones and they're freaking out because Sacramento Kings were supposed to come out eighth, but they came down to fifth.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, no.
Dude, I was listening to him too. Jones
is like, this
a little
isn't good. I'm like,
yeah,
what do you mean this isn't good? No. He was a projected to come out fifth.
So according to ESPN, the Celtics became the first team to finish with a top conference record and have the first overall pick in the upcoming draft since 1982. And it was the Lakers.
Lakers.
And they drafted James Worthy.
I'm not worthy. I used to say that all the time, like a dork.
Yep. And then they had the Celtics, the last time the Celtics had the number one pick was 1980. They traded the Celtics. They had the first pick? Yeah, they traded
to the Warriors.
They traded to the Warriors, and that's the year we drafted Kevin McHale third overall.
So in 79, it was Lakers, Celtics. Obviously, Lakers took Magic, we took Bird. And then 1980, we had the first round pick?
Yeah, we had the number one. We traded it to the Warriors, and we took Kevin McHale third overall.
All right.
And we won the number one pick that year because of a coin flip against the Utah Jazz.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. All right.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think the Celtics were that bad in 1980. Mm-hmm. That was Bird's sophomore year. Oh, yep. We'll look into it.
Yeah, and then the last time before that, when they actually made a number one draft pick, was 1950. It was the first year of the league being known as the NBA, right? It was Red Auerbach's first season. He took this tall white dude named Chuck Shaw. People were pissed around here.
Really?
Pissed. Because you know who they all wanted him to take?
Who?
A guy named Bob Cousy. They wanted him to take a guy out of Holy Cross.
Local
and he didn't
guy.
Do it.
Nope.
But you know what's funny? We end up getting Bob Cousy.
How? Do you know how?
Because the team he got drafted from debunked. They were a defunct team.
Oh, really?
So they had another draft, per se. They called it like a dispersal draft,
yep,
as they called it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Celtics picked him up out of there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because Red Auerbach said little guys weren't going to help him.
Was he wrong?
Yeah, you're not kidding, dude. Holy wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. And you didn't want him. Red didn't want him. And he ended up being probably one of the best Celtics to have a play.
Oh, top five. Top five.
I put
down.
Him top three.
Top
me.
Three? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's,
who's your top three?
It's Cousy, Russell, and Pierce.
Bird's not in there?
No, sorry, Bird.
That's all right.
Sorry, Bird.
No, I get it. It's a generation thing. That's fine.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Bird would be my number four guy.
All right.
I'll give you that.
Okay, cool.
And then Havlicek would be five.
Havlicek. Okay.
Yeah. Because I just don't want to. Bill Russell, like, yeah, there wasn't that many teams.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. No. Yeah. He's got a lot of.
Yeah, he was a savage, dude.
Yeah.
Savage. And McHale was a good pick there, too, at number three. He played 13 seasons and won three championships.
His rookie year, he won a championship.
Yep. Paul Pierce tweeted out, and look what I leave behind for the Celts on my way out. Number one pick. Emoji, emoji, emoji.
I saw that. Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, bro. So now they're saying Markelle Fultz, number one.
Okay.
That's what everyone's picking as a consensus.
Then Ball going to L.A.
Pump the brakes!
Oh, okay.
Pump the brakes on Markelle Fultz. Why is everyone on this dude's junk?
Because he played at Washington and only won 9 games.
Yeah, they won 2 in their conference. They lost to, like, everybody. Terrible. Okay, yeah, sure. Oh, he averaged over, like, 24 points. And Stacked. And he couldn't carry his team to more wins, especially in the conference.
But who was built around
him?
Come on, man.
I don't even care. Elevate. Be a ball hog. Just call ISOs all day, man. Take over the game. I don't care if you shoot 50 times. But I can't say, though, he does look like a good passer.
Mm-hmm.
He can catch and shoot well.
Yeah.
And he can shoot off the dribble.
Good. Ball can't do that.
So, he's not a good shooter.
No, not awful.
And then who's the other kid? Jackson?
I like Jackson. Josh Jackson.
Yeah, that's
I like him.
That's the other one.
If we get him, obviously we're not getting Ball.
Yeah, I don't want that dude.
If we get Fultz or Jackson, I'll be happy.
Yep.
Jackson has a huge wingspan, like 7 feet tall his wingspan is.
That's the thing with this Fultz kid. He's like 6'4", but he has a wingspan of a dude that's like 6'11", or something crazy
really?
Like that. Yeah.
Nice. But I'll be happy with either one of them.
There's no, the suck part about this, having the number one pick, it's there's no transcendent player. Like, there's no guy that you know. Like, Anthony Davis came out. You knew,
he was
going to be good.
You knew he was
going to
be good.
Like, LeBron's a different, he's a totally different animal. That's a one in a generation type player.
Felgar and Mazur did on a list of the top, the past decade of the first round picks. They're like, yes, he's good. Yes, he's good. I don't have the top.
Yeah, no, it's probably like a, 70% chance maybe?
8 out of 10 are still superstars.
Okay,
the other two
there we go.
Yeah.
So 80%.
Hopefully we get a superstar.
We have a decent shot. Whatever.
Do you trade this pick? That's what I want to ask you.
The only way I would is I'd pick up the phone, call the Pelicans. I'll give you this number one pick. I'll give you next year's first round pick and take your pick of two guys on the roster. Who do you want? I'll give you Clam. I'll give you Clam Crowder, and I'll give you Avery Bradley. If you give me Anthony Davis,
I don't want to get rid of Bradley. No, he's young. I like him. You can't get rid of him. Give him Zella.
Marcus Smart.
All right, yeah.
I'll give you Clam Crowder and Marcus Smart.
Go, bye.
And
I'm happy with that.
And those two first-round draft picks.
And if they don't want them, we'll give them IT.
Because they already have DeMarcus Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
They could use a wing scorer in Clam Crowder, even though he sucks right now. It's fine.
Everyone
we don't have to tell them that he sucks, even though they probably already know. And Marcus Smart.
Bye.
They could use some guard help there. He could play good defense.
Yes.
So, why not? And they get two first. They have the number one pick. Then they can go get a Fultz guy. That team would actually, that might help them. And we could use a big that can defend the hoop and score the ball. Anthony Davis, give me Unibrow. I want him on this team. And then
see the Unibrows in Boston
go
now.
Go sign Gordon Haywood. And call it a day. Imagine if they went and got Porzingis, right? And signed Gordon Haywood.
Oh, man.
And then you ran out Porzingis, Zeller, Jarebko, Olynyk, and Gordon Haywood together.
When was the last time all five white people started in the NBA? It had to be the 80s. Yeah. I'm going to say 80s.
Probably like 1981.
I'll say 80s. That's crazy. That's awesome. Yeah. That would be awesome. I'd love to see that, but
that would never happen.
No, no. That would be hilarious. Oh, my God.
So who do you have to go in the birdcage
today?
Oh,
I do not like this woman. She's going in the birdcage. She's in every other goddamn movie every friggin' year. Her name is Rachel McAdams. Get in the birdcage with everyone else. Can't stand her.
No, I love her.
Why? No, don't get me wrong. All right, when I say I don't like her, she's a beautiful woman. She is. She's a smoke. But my God, she's in every other goddamn movie in America. She was in 5 movies in 2000. Hold on, let me find it real quick. I'm sorry. I was
5?
I think it was 2005.
Holy cow.
No. In the year 2002, she's in 5 movies. 5. 5. The Hot Chick. Perfect Pie. My Name is Tenamo. I don't even think I said that wrong. All right, this is a TV movie, but I don't care. Guilt by Association and Earth, Fire, and Conflict. 5. 5 in 2002. And then in 2003, she was in 2005, she was in 3 movies. Wedding Crashes, Red Eye, and The Family Stone.
Oh, I loved her in Wedding Crashes.
Another one in 2009, 3. Another 3 movies in 2012. And after that, 1. But still, she's in... Last movie I saw her in was Doctor Strange.
She's freaking hot, man.
And I hated her in True Detective. She ruined that goddamn series. That first season was awesome, and the second one sucked with him and Vince Vaughn. Excuse me, her and Vince Vaughn. Oh, my God. She ruined that freaking True Detectives. I mean, the writers sucked at that, but still. My God. And then I'm hearing rumors she might be in Sherlock Holmes 3. She died in the second one. Why are they bringing her back? Like, do women, like, relate to her or something? I don't get it.
I'm torn. I don't know if I like her more as a brunette or as, like, the dirty blonde.
I didn't like her as the dirty blonde and friggin' not the Hot Chick. What was that
She's
movie?
Such a slamming slew banger.
Yeah, she is.
I love it.
She'd be a slamming slew banger. Mean Girls. That's what I hated her in Mean Girls, too.
Oh, yeah.
I had
mean
to watch
Girls,
that stupid movie.
Yeah. I love what's her name from that? Lacey? Lacey?
Yeah, she's
Charbat,
been,
whatever.
Yeah, she did the
is.
Voice for Meg Griffin.
Yeah, dude. She's in a ton of Hallmark movies now. She's so hot, too.
Woo!
Damn, it's getting hot in here.
I'll claw right off.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You wanted to put this guy, you brought it up at first to put him in the birdcage, but we were like, no, he doesn't deserve to be in there. Joey Bats. Did you see Jose Bautista from the Jays?
Yeah.
He hits a long ball. Because chicks dig the long ball.
Yeah, obviously.
You know that.
Duh. Everyone does.
And he did his infamous bat flip. And the
Atlanta Braves
was so
that.
Pissed, and then their bench is clear, and they're all beefing. I love it.
Good.
Like I said before, I want more personality in baseball.
He is Mr. Personality in baseball.
Yep, he follows me on Twitter.
Nah, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Nobody wants to be like the face of the MLB right now. I don't get it. Like Derek Jeter was, fine, whatever. I remember my rant last week about him. But no one's stepping up to the plate. Like, it could be, what's that dude's name on the Angels?
Trout.
They asked Trout to be, and he's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
like,
he's
so
chilling.
Many other people. Like, Chris Sale could be the face. Anybody, but no one wants to step up and be the face.
Well, Chris
Sale's
pushing out of the man with his league lead in strikeouts in the MLB, dude.
Yep.
Another 10 strikeout game, man.
8 straight games with 10 strikeouts.
Savage.
Ks.
He's the man. He's so nasty.
That's the problem with the MLB. Like, no one wants to be the face right now.
Nope.
And this that got me interested again. Yep. I know it's bad taste or whatever, but I love that stuff.
Sure.
Let them flip the bats. Let them talk trash to each other. I have no problem with that. That gets me into the game.
Yeah.
Like with the Sox and Baltimore a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, oh, here we go. Even though I'm on the field trying to stop fights, but still, I loved it. I love that. It's fun.
Me too. I want more of that. So next weekend is Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If you're traveling around the Brighton area here, Storrow Drive.
Stay off Storrow Drive.
Yeah. No.
Please stay
exactly. Because the Boston Calling is coming to Harvard Stadium. And you don't want to mess around with the traffic that's going to be around into this area.
Honestly, just take I-90. Get off right there.
The food's going to be incredible. We already went through that. You can find that in earlier episodes of the Dude and Bird Show.
Yes, you can.
But coming up, so Friday, it's a 3-day event. Friday, the main, I just did a quick run through of any big names.
Thing.
Friday's Chance the Rapper.
Nice.
Saturday is Mumford and Sons and Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. Sunday's the big day.
Tool.
Major Lazer, Weezer, Cage the Elephant, and Run the Jewels.
Run the Jewels? Who the hell is that?
They're big.
Are they? I never heard of them.
Check them out.
I will.
So if you want more info, go to bostongolan.com. Check that all out. We got a zip line. It's coming back to the Greenway.
Oh, I missed that last year. I wanted to do that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like $8 bucks or something like that. You can go find the info on that on the Globe. The Globe did a nice piece on that. It's starting next month in June.
Awesome. So I remember they did that last year.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I remember seeing Salt doing it from our sister station Mix over here.
Yep. There's an Old Navy opening up at the Rentham Outlets.
Why?
I don't know. Can you make the stuff any cheaper, dude?
What's it going to be, like nickels and dimes back in the 1920s and stuff?
Maybe.
I'm going to have to take a trip.
Yeah, because they closed the one near me at the Silver City Galleria.
Really?
Yeah.
I really don't see Old Navy like closing the stores.
That's a good... Dude, that place cranks out. The Rentham Outlets, place is always bumping.
Oh, yeah.
Always. Get some good deals.
I went there randomly with my ex-girlfriend like on a Wednesday and it was packed. I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
If you're a big Zach Brown fan...
Oh, boy.
He's doing like a weekend set up in New Hampshire.
Oh, I thought it was Maine. Okay.
So, if you want to go check that out next week, you can do that. They're doing a special honoring of the heroes at the USS Constitution Museum in Charlestown.
Oh, did you hear about the kid who broke into it?
No.
No, I guess I guess some kid broke into the Constitution and like vandalized all inside. There's,
what
like,
a
video.
Loser.
I'm like, go ahead. Breathe. Take a deep breath. Go ahead.
Why isn't there public stoning anymore?
Oh, yeah, that kid needs to be stoned.
Legit.
Awful.
Tie him up in Charlestown and everyone gets a crack.
You know what me and my friends wanted to do to the U.S. Constitution? Not do anything bad. We just wanted to kidnap it and drive it around, like sail it around the harbor and bring it back. That's all we wanted to do. To steal it for like an hour.
The Navy comes out in submarines and like full artillery and takes you out.
Please get off the boat. Like, no, we just want to take it around the harbor real quick. We're bringing it back.
Yo, my name's Bird. I'm from Everett.
It's cool.
Just let me do it.
It's cool.
I work
I'm
for
a good person.
TNR.
It's all set.
I answer the phones.
It's all good, baby.
And then it's military appreciation down at Eaterville Railroad.
All right.
You can get in for free, and then the rest of your family's half price.
Cool.
So that's a pretty good deal.
I've been down there.
So if you're looking for stuff to do Memorial Day weekend, we hope you enjoy it. It's going to be nice weather.
Yeah.
Spark that grill. Crank some brews.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Get the burgers flipping and the hot dogs cooking.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be a great time.
So make sure you go follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dude and Bird Show.
Mm-hmm.
Find us on Facebook and SoundCloud at The Dude and Bird Show.
Real quick, it's Bruce Cassidy's birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Coach.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Coach. We hope you enjoy it. How old is he? You got it written down?
No, I didn't. I'd say 40-something.
Yeah, he looks good for 25, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be on iTunes, so make sure you go find us on there. Thank you again to our sponsor, Greater Boston Fitness, for picking up our SoundCloud tab.
Are we doing Name That Team or are we going to save that?
Now, producer said we'll skip it. We'll all move right. it to next week.
Fine.
That's fine. All right. Yeah, thanks, dude. All right, we appreciate it. All right, cool. All right, so anyways, Bert, producer's just walking out of the studio real quick here. We'll catch you later, dude. Thanks for coming in today.
Why do you hate me so much?
We don't pay him, that's why.
Oh, that's true.
Probably.
I appreciate it. I give you weed and beer.
Whoa, easy now. Oh, well, you give it to him, so it's not really a sale. And
no.
Yeah, no, that's nothing illegal about
it. It's not.
All right, make sure you tune in to the Dude and Bert Show next week. Have a good week, everybody, and get loud, Boston.
Resources and, oh my god, 3, 2, 1. The subject matter, 3, 2, 1. From young, developing athletes to mothers looking to stay home. What? 3, 2, 1.